Immigrants and Spies, My Father, My Memories, written by Barbara Mackay Cruz and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. The dedication reads, to the memory of my late father, Noel Ray Lamadie, and to my two sons, Hayne and Heath, without whose support this book would never have been written. Introduction. In 1946, my father, Noel Ray Lamadie, was sent to London by the Chifley government to establish Australia's migration scheme. He had arrived in Australia as a British migrant in 1919, immediately after the First World War. During his tenure, he was the old-style public servant with no political affiliations, who served whichever government was in power. Thus he came to know 12 prime ministers personally, and served 7 of them. From his 3 unpublished books held in the National Library in Canberra, Aliens Control, Partial Success, and Diary of a Difficult Year, I have gleaned information about those years and gained an insight into the attitude and values of the politicians who worked with the great political and administrative leaders of 20th century Australia. My father kept meticulous records and diaries of the work he did, sensing that one day they would be of great value to anyone interested in Australia's immigrant population. This book is also about my childhood in Canberra and my teenage years and early adulthood in London, moving in social circles very different from the quiet suburban backwater Canberra was in the early 1940s. Because of my father's posting to London, I was privileged to be invited to Buckingham Palace, the prestigious League of Nations Ball, and the Hurlingham Club to farewell Commonwealth participants of the Olympic Games. We spent many happy hours at concerts in the Royal Albert Hall and at Covent Garden Opera House, and when my father travelled to the continent, I was often lucky enough to be included. I therefore had the opportunity of visiting such wonderful cities as Paris, Rome, Geneva, and Athens. As Australia's representative in London, my father attended conferences with members of the British Cabinet on all aspects of the United Kingdom Australian migration policy. He negotiated with the chairman of British Shipping Lines for the transport of the first 1 million British migrants to Australia and laid the groundwork for further millions to arrive in this country. He was responsible for negotiations with the British Ministry of Shipping for the purchase and conversion of troop ships to migrant carriers, involving the expenditure of several millions of pounds. After the announcement of the opening of the Migration Office in London, Australia House was inundated with queues of potential migrants, as well as thousands of letters.